मैं यहीं पर समाप्त बासुर कुमार अथ शब्द से
Here Sukadev Goswami is speaking with the word Atha, 10:18:28.
Atha anantaram agata smriti. Agata smriti, matlab Sri Balaram ji ko keval 2-4 second ke liye bhuli thi.
So only for a few seconds, Lord Balaram, Yog Maya had made him forget, and he remembered. It will not be called forgetting, but Yog Maya to perform the Leela
Ras ke liye,
for the Leela Ras. She made Lord Balaram forget for a few moments as Pralambasura was carrying him on his back.
जैसे श्री कृष्ण साक्षात भगवान है, परम ईश्वर है, लेकिन योग माया श्री कृष्ण साक्षात भगवान.
This is Yog Maya's miracle. Just like Krishna himself is the supreme personality of Godhead.
ईश्वर है, लेकिन योग माया उन्हें यह सोचने के लिए विवश करती है.
But Yog Maya makes him sometimes think
गोप
himself to be a gopa, a cowherd boy.
मैं यशोदा का पुत्र हूँ.
I am the son of Yashoda. I am this, that. This is also the Lord's Swarup Shakti to sometime make him forget, consider himself to be a cowherd, the relationships in Braj. So in this way, Lord Balaram for a few moments had forgotten himself.
Atha agata smriti, tab abhaya.
Atha agata smriti. So he was not afraid anymore. He acted like he was afraid a little before. He could understand that this Pralambasura is carrying me through the passage of the sky.
Ayasa artham iva harantam atmanah, ke ya humko liye ja raha hai.
This demon, it has separated me from my friends gopas and he's taking me away.
Shri Balaram ji ko krodh hua, rusa.
So Lord Balaram became angry.
Rusa krodh hua to krodh se ahanat mara unhone.
Being angry, he hit him with his fist, this demon.
Sirasi, uske sir par.
On his head.
Kaise dridhena mustina.
How?
Dridh mustika se mara.
With dridh mustika. Although his fist looked very soft and tender, like a little boy's hand, but he hit him like just like the king of the demigods, Indra, with his weapon, he cracks open the top of a mountain. Sometimes you see when there is a very strong lightning, so that lightning is just a very 1/1,000,000th of a part as of the strength of Indra's vajra. One time the mountains had developed wings. They used to just fly here and there, and then they would come down on any little city. And then the homes and people there would all be crushed to death. So all the people of the world, they went and prayed to Lord Indra. Please, you do something. So then Lord Indra, with his weapon, the vajra, he cut off the wings of all the mountains. So then once he cut off their wings, these mountains fell here and there on the body of the earth.
So two times in this stand aayega, ek bar marne ke.
So twice this example will be here. So Lord Balaram hit him with this fist, his little fist so hard, it was just like Indra's Vajra.
So ahata sapadi vishpa. Mushtika ka prahar hote hain uske sir ke kai tukde.
As soon as he was hit with the fist, his head was cracked into few pieces, just like Indra's breaking the mountains with his vajra. And he vomited blood from his mouth and he became unconscious. He made a very loud sound. And without life, he fell on the ground. Again, Sukadev Goswami is giving the example of the Vajra and Indra. Just like when Sukadev Goswami is saying, just like when Indra throws his Vajra on top of a mountain and the mountain cracks open in many pieces, this demon fell just like that. He hit him with his little tiny fist, but it hit Palambasura so hard, just like a mountain is cracked with the Vajra of Indra. And when he fell, he assumed his original form. He was so huge, it looked like a big mountain had fallen down. Just like when Indra had cut off the wings of the mountains, and mountains would fall off. While speaking this katha, Sukadev Goswami's his mind is absorbed in these scenes. He's seeing Palambasura fall, just like he's giving the example, just like a big mountain cracks open and falls to the ground. He was so huge, this demon. First he had come in the form of a small boy, Krishna's Sakha, and then later when he was killed, his real form became visible. Chapter 18, verse 30. So the children, for some time they were very much in anxiety and in deep sorrow. Where did Balram go? He disappeared. They could understand that some demon has taken him and run away with him. Some of the boys had seen that as he was running away with Balram on his back, and as he was running and as he was going up in the sky slowly, they were watching that his body was becoming bigger and bigger, this demon, this who was in the form of a coward boy. He was becoming bigger and bigger, and he had started to fly with Lord Balram on his back. They were in deep sorrow, but when they saw through Balram, this Pralamba was totally killed through Balram. The Gopas were in great amazement, and they were saying, Sadhu, Sadhu. They all exclaimed, very good, very good. Wonderful. For Lord Balaram. And then they all came near Balram and they started giving him their blessing. May you always live long. May you always be powerful like this.
तुम्हारा बैरी इसी तरह से मर जाए जैसे ये मर गया.
All your enemies may die just like this. May no one be able to hurt you. All the sakhas, they were giving Lord Balaram blessings. This is bhakti actually. In general in the world, people are asking the Lord to give them blessing. Oh Lord, be merciful to me. Give me this. Om Jai Jagadish Hare.
Bhagwan sabhi nahi karte hain, hum par kripa kijiye, hame aashirwad dijiye.
They pray like this, please be merciful, give me your blessings.
Lekin yahan dekhiye Bhagwan ko aashirwad diya jaa raha.
But see here, they are giving blessings to the Lord.
So abhi gramtastam aashirwad de.
In this same way, with your brother Krishna, live a long life, live a happy life. If there's any obstacles ever in your way, may they be killed just like this. They didn't know that Lord Balaram, that Balaram is himself the Supreme Lord. And they were giving him blessings. This is actually love. And they were doing prasansha. They were giving him a lot of praise.
Balaram ji iske yogya bhi the.
And actually Lord deserved this. It looked to them as if Lord Balaram had died and he had become alive. And they were all embracing him one by one. And all the cowherd boys, they had tears in their eyes, their hairs were standing and on end, and they were embracing Lord Balaram because he had come back from the dead as if. At the same time, when the cowherd boys, the sakhas, were embracing Krishna and blessing him, at the same time the demigods from the sky, they were showering flowers on Lord Balaram, and they were singing very good, very good. You had heard before that the demigods, they were already in the pastimes of the Lord. They were also in the Leela, they had come in the form of cowherd boys. So when that demon was dead, the demigods became so happy. So when this Mahapapi, the very extremely sinful demon Pralamba was dead, they all became Param Nivrita, Param Sukhi. They used to be always very much anxious in their minds, but now they were very happy. He was a greatly sinful demon. Therefore, here Sukadev Goswami is saying, Pape Pralambe. He was the personification of sin, actually, this
Pralambasura.
They became, all the demigods became very happy and they were showering flowers on Lord Balaram. And they were saying, sadhu, sadhu. These friends of Krishna, they are so absorbed in their playing that although such a big demon is just killed, but they were so attached to playing that they continued to play. The reason for this was that who were they playing with? They were playing with Parabrahma, Param Anandagan, the supreme giver of Ananda. Therefore, even after such a great accident happened, that Lord Balram almost died, still they continued to play.
Sudhir Goswami कहते हैं, हम इसमें अध्ययन क्रीड़ा सप्तेश गोपेश गोप सप्त.
In other chapter, Sukadev Goswami says,
क्रीड़ा
सक्तेशु गोपेशु, the gopas, they were so asakt in playing games, so attached.
यहाँ ऐसी कोई घटना हो जाए, इतना वो पहाड़ जैसा.
If in this world something like that happens, suppose a very great person is kidnapped, like maybe the president, and a demon that's carrying him is a huge like a mountain, and if he falls and dies, you will see the whole town will close, people will stop working. All over there will be news and newspaper that this happened. Such a big accident happened, but children were so attached to playing with Krishna. Just right there was this huge, big, dead body, but they didn't care. They just kept on playing with Krishna. This is the Lord's Nitya Bihar, Nitya Leela. Children have so much attachment to playing with Krishna because they're touching Krishna, they're playing with Krishna. They don't care of this dead body that had just fallen right on their side as huge as a mountain. They didn't want to be disturbed with, playing with Krishna. This demon is falling here, tomorrow some other demon, always some big calamity is happening. We don't want to miss any time playing with Krishna. Of course they are playing with Krishna. In this world even you can see so many incidents happen. Still people go on with their eating, drinking, doing their work, going on with their life. Even in their own family, if somebody dies, still life goes on, they go on with their daily. In this material world where people are suffering, still they are so attached to doing, going on. So what to speak of the spiritual world when they are playing with Krishna, why they should stop? They are doing their leela. When all these gopas, friends, were so attached and playing with Krishna in this way, games, then their cows, they went astray. Chapter 19, verse 1 onwards. They went far away. Nobody was watching them. They were busy playing. And the cows, they were grazing green grass, and they went far away. Out of greed for newly grown tender green grass, they went astray. They went to Gahravam Vanam, very deep forest.
वे लोग आ सकते हैं खेलने में तो गौएं आ सकते हैं चरने में.
The boys are very attached to playing with Krishna and the cows are very attached to eating green grass.
गौओं की आसक्ति भी स्वाभाविक है क्योंकि वो वृंदावन की घास चर रहे हैं.
The cows' attachment to eating the green grass is natural because this grass is Vrindavan grass. This grass is transcendental. The Lord has brought them to eat the green grass, so it is necessary for them to eat this green grass and fill up their tummies. And they will feel transcendental happiness. Cows were the mains, therefore they are described here first. When the Lord used to take the cows for grazing to the forest, with them some these little goats used to also go. This is from the point of view of economy, this is very good. Even today, when the boys take the cows in the villages to graze in the forest, they keep a few goats also and a few buffaloes. Aja, Aja, Pava, Mahishyascha. Mahishya means buffaloes. So, cows and a few goats and some buffaloes, they were grazing the grass. For grazing from one forest to another, to another, to another, these cows and goats and buffaloes, they reached far away forest. Munj is like a size, width of a finger, but very long, long grass. They make a rope out of this. That's called Munj. So there was a forest of Munj. And it was very dense. There was a place called Munjavati. By grazing, they reached a forest called Munjavati forest. At that time, there was very strong sun, extremely hot it became, and because of that, the cows became very disturbed and they were looking for water. They were very thirsty. So then they started crying loudly. That if you leave Krishna and out of greed for some grass, you go somewhere else, this is what will happen. Of course, this is what will happen. But actually, this is just a vinod, means he is just joking. But Krishna has made such an arrangement in Vrindavan that even in extreme heat in Vrindavan, you don't feel so hot. It's like spring. But in some places, there was so much heat just for him to perform his leela. So the cows were tarshita, very anxious to get some water. And Rudanta, and they started crying loudly. And just at the same time, the gopas, the cowherd boys, they suddenly remembered. They looked around, they said, where are the cows?
चले अपने अपने गौओं को चुगने.
Now they all just immediately stopped playing and they ran here and there looking for their cows.
अरे बाप रे बाप, हम तो खेलने में आसक्त हो गए, हमारा सारा धन इधर उधर कहाँ गए गए.
These are our wealth, we've lost our wealth. Where did our cows go? All the boys started looking for their cows.
सब दौड़े खोजने के लिए.
They all ran. So in that, amongst them, Krishna and Ram, they both also started running here and there. The Lord also performing this leela. Oh, where did my cows go? Balram also. Just now they were here.
इतना देर से तुम लोग आसक्त हो तो गौ चली नहीं जाएंगी.
For such a long time you are so busy playing, of course you lose your cows.
अब सब लोग दौड़े अपना अपना डंडा लेकर के, अपना गमछा या जूता जो कुछ.
Now everybody ran with their gamchas and their sticks and their shoes, whatever. No, actually they don't wear shoes. Whatever they had, they would their things, their lunch etc., their stick, they took it and they ran to look for their cows.
उनके मन में बहुत कष्ट हुआ.
They were very anxious in their minds.
हृदय में अनुताप हुआ कि हाय हाय, हम खेलने में आसक्त हो गए.
They were feeling very bad that oh we were so attached to playing, we neglected our cows, our livelihood.
पता नहीं कहाँ चले गए.
Where did they go? They were looking for their cows, but they could not see which way they went. So there were some fresh marks from the hooves of the cows. And from their teeth they had broken some grass, and from their hooves some of the grass was like bent and broken. They had gone through that path. Cows went this way, cows went that way.
अब तो ये इन लोगों का दिल बड़ा दुखी था. आजीविका का साधन.
He is saying nashed ajivya, our livelihood is destroyed. For the gopas, their livelihood is only the cows. For them, there is nothing else.
सोचे हमारा तो सर हमारी जीविका ही चली गई.
So they started to think, oh, we have lost our livelihood.
इस तरह बढ़ते 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 वे मुंजातरी के निकट पहुंचे.
So in this way they reached Munjatari, the forest.
मुंजातद्यम भ्रष्ट मार्गम कंदमानम स्वबोधनम. मुंजातरी के पास जब पहुंचे तो लोग सुने गौ जोर जोर से बोल रहे थे.
And then they could hear their cows, that the cows were crying loudly.
भ्रष्ट मार्गम, मार्ग को भूल गए थे.
And they had भ्रष्ट मार्गम, they had forgotten their path.
प्रवेश तो कर गए लेकिन निकलने का कोई रास्ता नहीं.
They had entered this forest but they did not find a path to come out of it.
मुंजातरी से गौएं ही धन है गोपों के लिए, अपना धन भी प्यास लग गई.
So the cows were already so thirsty, now the gopas they also became very thirsty.
शांत हो गए, थक गए खोजते खोजते.
And they became very tired looking for the cows.
तो ये लोग भी प्रवेश नहीं कर सके, वहीं रुक गए और गौओं को आवाज दे रहे.
So they actually were not able to enter this forest. They stopped there and they started hearing the sounds of their cows. They started calling their cows. And the cows were not coming. And then Lord Krishna, he started calling the cows. The Lord with his grave voice, just like the rumbling of the sound of the rumbling of the clouds, Krishna had a very grave voice and he started calling all his cows. He called Swanam Nam, their names. Each cow, they could hear, she could hear her name. And then when they heard Krishna's calling their name, from there they would reply. But they could not find the path to come to Krishna. At least they had some confirmation that Krishna is here. And the Gopsakhas, they could also not find a path to go inside. So Krishna was calling the cows and cows were replying. They wanted to come out of this forest Munjaturi, but immediately at the same time in that forest of Munja, from all four sides there was a fire. Very great fire, dangerous fire. Chapter 19, verse 7. In this way, when all the cows were standing together at one place and they wanted to come out of this Munj forest, at that same time, Tataha Tadaiva, it seemed as if the fire was being driven by a charioteer all around the forest. And it started to burn that fire. Here, in this verse, the word sarthi, which normally means chariot driver, means the breeze. A small little fire, the breeze can make it very large and make it move at very quick speed and long distances. So it's called sarathi. So now the fire was blazing so strong and big sparks were coming out of it. It was such a huge fire that the sparks that was coming out of it looked like the breaking of the stars. And all the animals, they were dying, whether they were the reptiles. Trees, plants, this fire started to devour everyone. For the forest living entities, this was like the time of annihilation. In this way, it's called Dhrum Ketu. Fire is called Dhrum Ketu. It started to devour everything all around. Dhrum means smoke, and Ketu means the flag. Whenever there is a fire, you can see a lot of smoke on top. This smoke is considered the flag of Agni. So this fire is called Dhrum Ketu. One can easily understand that's where the fire is. Seeing the cows and the cowherd boys seeing fire, great fire all around them, the boys and the cows became very frightened, and the boys started to call out Krishna. So these cowherd boys, they told Krishna Balram in such a way, they started calling Krishna Balram in such a way. that just like a person in this world, when he's dying, he wants to call God. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has said many times, who is the controller in this world is death. Death is natural in this world. In this material universe, in any planet you may go, you will have to die sometime. Death.
As sure as death.
Prabhupada says, as sure as death. When you want to speak about surety of something, you give the example of death, as sure as death.
Insurance companies, but all insurance they have, they call it life insurance.
In this country, there are so many insurance companies. Everyone is giving insurance. What kind of insurance is this? Insurance means that it should not let you die. It should ensure that you will not die. But there is no such company. That I will not, that we will not let people die. They may cure some diseases if somebody is suffering from some disease, but nobody can stop death. Everyone has to die in this world. Therefore, this is called Martya Jagat.
Shastra kahta hai Bhagwan Hari.
Who can relieve us from this dukh of death? The scriptures say that only Hari. Just like Sukadeva Goswami is saying, just like people in this world, if they want to be relieved from, freed from cycle of birth and death, they take shelter of Lord Hari. In the same way, those cowherd boys, out of fear of this great fire, they took shelter of Krishna along with his brother Balaram. All took shelter of Sri Krishna. Why they took shelter of Krishna? Because they knew. Because he sometimes has avesh of Narayan. Narayan sometimes enters in Krishna's body. So if we take shelter of Krishna, we will be protected by Narayan. What they didn't know, that he is the root of Narayan. This is their feeling, that they become free from so many calamities. Gargacharya had said at the time of the name-giving ceremony, he had said that whoever will take shelter of this child Krishna, he will be relieved from all kinds of obstacles. Anybody who takes shelter of this boy Krishna, he becomes successful, and if he is able to cross so many obstacles. Actually, Garga Muni's words were like this. In his gunas, in his qualities, this child is just like Narayan. But its real meaning was like this. That in quality, only Narayan can be just, Narayan can be like him. And nobody else. In Sanskrit, this was the real meaning. the people, Nanda Maharaj and all, they understood that he said, in qualities, he is just like Narayan. And therefore, everyone used to take shelter of him. Because Gargacharya had said, whenever you have any calamities, difficulties, take shelter of this child. Then Narayan will take care of you. So when they are very afraid, trahi trahi, they reach for shelter of Krishna. And just see the supremacy of Krishna. We should consider this very carefully. This fire is for everyone, burning everyone. But in the middle of the fire, Krishna is there. So to become protected from this fire, they're taking shelter of Krishna. They're turning to Krishna. He can never be burnt by fire, because once before he had swallowed all that fire. They had seen this. And just recently they had seen the day that he had punished Kaliya. On the same night he had swallowed all that fire. They had seen his influence, so they came in his shelter.
Krishna Mahavirja.
Text number
9.
Hey Krishna. Actually, in the time of calamities, Lord Krishna's name is the very first thing. First of all, they're chanting his name. Hey Krishna, hey Krishna.
Hey Mahavirja Krishna.
Hey Mahavirya Krishna. He's showing his Krishna's parakram, how veer, how brave he is.
Hey Ram, hey Balram.
There is no limit to your bravery. Just a few minutes ago, he saw how brave Lord Balram was. One demon stole him and took him away, and just with one little fist he had broken him down like a big mountain. So they knew that this Lord Balram is Amit Vikram, a very greatly powerful, brave person.
Amit Vikram hai, dekhe hain kai baar Balram ji ke parakram ko dekhe.
And they had seen, many times they have seen Lord Balram's feats.
Isiliye Krishna ko kehte hain Mahavir aur Balram ji ko kehte hain Amit Vikram.
So they're calling Krishna Mahavirya and they're calling Balram Amit Vikram.
Vikram kar bhu parakram hota.
Vikram means very brave person. We are being burnt by this fire of this jungle, this forest fire. Please protect us. Please protect us. Because you are totally able, capable. You are the shelter of your devotees.
अपने स्वजनों की रक्षा करना है।